Last year, Maarten Schram presented the first LiveCom Alliance Industry Survey here in our studio. Now that the second edition of the Pan-European Survey is ready, he's back with us here to tell you all about it. Hi Maarten, welcome to our studio.
Hi Kevin, welcome and great to be back.
Yeah, it's the second time we meet, of course. Last year, it was the first time you conducted a Pan-European study. This year is the second edition. What did we learn?
Well, several things. The good news is it's growth all over the place. So on all fronts, we see growth in budget trend, in the budget forecast, but also in a number of events and also in the share of live within the Marco mix. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's great to build on the snapshot in the first edition last year. And we now have a more comprehensive picture.
Okay. Yes. You say we see growth in all the regions. Are there any particular differences between regions?
Well, of course, it varies a little. However, at the end, you see among all our members growth. So that's really good news. Yeah. And I think, of course, in some parts of Europe, economics are faster or growing faster or a little slower. Mm-hmm. But overall, it's growth. So that's really positive news.
Okay, that's great to hear.
Yes.
There is, of course, growth, but I can also imagine there are still some challenges for the industry.
Yeah, I think figures speak for themselves. What you see is that the other side of the coin of this growth is the pressure on project margin. So doing more for less is a kind of a familiar mantra who is difficult to leave out. That's a little downside of it. But it's also, I think it's also due to the fact we are experiencing an evolution of our industry and so working on our business models, things are changing and that are also, factors influencing the results and influencing this particular thing.
When you presented the results of the survey in Porto, I think it was,
yes.
You also introduced the code of ethics. What is that about?
Well, what you see is that as an alliance, the great thing is we see and we feel it's working. Our first interview at your studio was all about launching the alliance. Back then it was with six countries, and now we are nine. Welcoming our 10th member, Switzerland, early next year, so that's great. And what we see and experience is we are all dealing with the same topics, more or less. Mm-hmm. And we can support each other and share the insights and be inspired by how we deal with things in the several countries. And at the same time, it's really good to be shoulder to shoulder and try to give a signal to the industry. Both on the industry side as to their client side, okay, this is how we should work together. And that's where the code of ethics came from. We pursue a sustainable and professional and fair pan-European playing field for the live communication industry. So that's the goal.
And what will be next for LiveCom Alliance? If you see to the future next year, what's on your roadmap?
Well, for the Alliance itself, of course, it's also important to grow. From the 10th member, hopefully next year we will welcome some other countries as well, because the more we are, the more impact we can have in the topics we're dealing with. Of course, next year we will be heading to the third edition of the industry survey. And I think from a snapshot, what I already mentioned, to a more comprehensive picture now, we are aiming on a fully online survey tool for next year to benchmark results. Another thing is what we are working on is the pitch guidelines, and of course that is something very very connected to the code of ethics, and it's a topic of all times, I would say.
Yeah.
How we are dealing with pitches, both on the client side as on the industry side. So what's the impact? How could we deal in a more sustainable way with this phenomenon.
From your personal perspective, what should change to pitches?
I think the most important thing, and that's not new, is first of all, it's the live component. So I think it's crucial to meet each other before you decide who to work with, because our industry is connected to a lot of adrenaline and in pressured time frames. We have to deliver huge projects, and I think it's crucial to meet live and to feel and see, okay, are we a good match? And also connected to live is if you ask, for example, three agencies to deliver a creative idea and a concept, let them present that live. So those are the most components of live. And the other thing, of course, has to do with the number of agencies you invite and involve in pitches. Three would be ideal. So please take into account the impact on the industry. And I think it's all about, we try to approach this subject not in frustration, but it's all about information. And I have many also recent examples that if you explain a client, okay, we should do this in another way, like this, like that, then for many clients, it's totally an eye-opener. Oh, wow, okay, I've never looked at it in that perspective. So thanks for sharing. And yes, next time I will.
Okay.
So it's also about information and from the positive side.
A lot to do then in the next few months and year. And Maarten, thank you very much for sharing the insights in the survey.
Could I share one final thing, Kevin?
Yeah, of course.
On this session. Yeah, I almost forgot. I think it's also in the infographic, but I would say that talent, mm-hmm. So our future generation talent is also a very important topic for the Alliance next year and for all of us, mm-hmm. to be honest. And how can we breed and nurture talent, and at the same time, how can we bind them into our industry and show them how great our industry is in to work with? And it's a call to our members, mm-hmm. In the several countries, but it's also a call to the industry. Keep that in mind and take your responsibility there. And we see, for example, in France, they even created their own event school. It's L'École in Belgium, your country. It's Fascinating Careers. It's a website where they portray several jobs in our industry with videos and kind of blogs and show the next generation how great jobs are in our industry. And for example, in Holland, we have Talent Scout. It's kind of kickstart of your event career event where the biggest talents get the stage to perform and show them why they make a difference in our industry tomorrow. So I would say talent is maybe a good thing to end with.
Okay, great, Maarten. Thank you very much. And probably I see you next year.
Yes, absolutely. It would be a pleasure.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.